Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 7-2. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Debbie Myers, our guest, our good friend, longtime brain trust member, the CEO and co-founder of Housewares America. Debbie, your green bags, the cake cutter. What else? The cake cutter is also the pie cutter.
My favorite
thing that you invented. And you got all kinds of other things too, don't you?
I have many, many, many products and projects. I've got patents all over the world.
Where will we see you on television next?
I will be on HSN again. I'm usually on HSN, previously known as the Home Shopping Network. I'm usually on it every 4 weeks or so. It's been a little while because I'm introducing a new product range, and we've been working on that with them. So I'm probably going to be back there in April.
All right, so look for that, folks. Look at your local directories, and I'm sure they'll have it all over that. Debbie, when I turned 40 a couple of years ago, when I turned 40, I decided no more unhappy people or things. I decided that I was going to move away from people and things that made me unhappy. And I've pretty much done that. And don't we need to decide in our businesses to move away from people to disengage from people who are not productive in the business, who bring us down from a spiritual standpoint, that are, you know, always sucking the joy or the happiness out or whatever? We sometimes in small business we sort of learn to live with people like that, and I think we should go about giving those people an opportunity to go find happiness somewhere else. What do you think?
Well, I have right here on my list of things I want to talk to you about today is people you speak to, are they ups or downs?
Yeah.
And as small business owners and when we're growing businesses, we think we have to listen to everybody. Well, you don't. Mm-hmm. And there are people who will, as my mother had a phrase, she said, there are certain people who can take the good out of anything. and that was something that's a phrase that I live mm-hmm. by. There are people who, no matter how well you're doing or what, and I'm not talking about just a cheering right. section. I'm not talking about just people who say, yeah, you're great. No, mm-hmm. whatever you're doing is great. You don't need that all the time. You need people who are truly going to tell you the truth. Mm-hmm. But there are people who are going to tell you things whether you ask them or not, whether they're true or not. Sometimes they're motivated by jealousy. Sometimes they're motivated by fear. Sometimes they're motivated by nothing more than the sound of their own voice.
Or their own life that they feel has given them, you know, has given them a bad break. Whatever it may be,
yeah.
But if they're not contributing to your energy, if they're not contributing to productivity, if they're not contributing to a joyful life, let them go yeah. do that somewhere else.
And you know what? Sometimes, and if it's somebody in your personal life, for instance, that is actually affecting your business life because
right.
you get pulled down by mm-hmm. that, mm-hmm. put them in their own little cubicle. And that's not somebody you're going to deal with when you're in the middle of your business day, or no matter how needy they may be. You're not going to deal with it on a prolonged basis. You're going to give them that 5 minutes of, you know, there are some people when you say, how are you, they'll really tell you.
Because it might be a customer.
Yeah, and you just, yes, but you have to learn to control that as well.
Mm-hmm.
And move it from that conversation to something more positive and productive. You know, there are people who will suck up your time. I swear, I think I believe the internet is today's water cooler. Yeah, you can, instead of standing there with people in the office, you get on with millions of people mm-hmm. all over the world,
yeah.
and you start wanting to read their comments, and you read their negativity, and you read, and things start to seep into your own head, and you mm-hmm. begin to question some things that you held as true. So
they have a name for that. It's called a cascading effect, meaning you hear it so much that you eventually assume it.
Yes, and I think it's a very dangerous slippery slope because you start to lose sight of what your own belief
but
was.
But if you acknowledge this, if you recognize what Debbie's talking about, then you'll be able to disengage from it.
And sometimes
you have to work hard though to be disciplined to do that too, don't you?
Oh, it takes a lot of discipline.
Yeah,
but
you
know what I said earlier about not letting these things suck up your time and getting sucked into this? It's kind of a vortex that you just keep going deeper and deeper into.
Hey, Debbie, I got to wrap it up.
Items.
DebbieMeyer.com, MEYER, Debbie Meyer. Hey, Debbie, thanks for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
It's always a pleasure. Thanks.
See you next time. Got to go for this hour. I'll be back after the news. I'm Jim Blasingame. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.